Welcome to Toffee Blues USA, your source for all things Everton American style. Jerry Gibson joining you from Winston-Salem, North Carolina via recording, not live. Apologies, we'll get there one day. Joining me on this episode, we've got coming to you from the Iowa Toffees, Ryan Kegbein is with you. He's in the house. Ryan, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Awesome. So Ryan, where in Iowa are you?
From Cedar Rapids area. Well, Cedar Rapids, I was born and raised. Just lived here all my life pretty much.
Nice. So what do you do? Like what's your thing? What's your day?
I'm a part-time graphic designer. I work for a new up and coming company, sportswear company called Flight Sportswear. They're based out of San Diego, California. And then I'm also a prep chef at a local restaurant here about 30 minutes away.
It's a lot of plates you got in the air.
And then I also work for, a UPSL site, Iowa Raptors, here in Cedar Rapids. So it's like tossing up three things at once is kind of fun, but it's also a little bit stressful. Yeah, but I still managed to get through it all.
Yeah, that's some time management, my man. Jeez.
Yeah.
If you had your way where it was like, hey, this is what you do all day and it's your job, would you prefer to keep doing a couple of things, or would you say this is what Ryan wants to do?
Just this is what Ryan wants to do. Like, my whole goal in life is just to do graphic design.
Gotcha.
Create football kits for soccer teams, local soccer teams. I've already I've already been confirmed. One's in San Diego, a new WPSL team, and then another one, I think's in Georgia. I'm not sure, but yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
It's huge life goal. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would think it would be one of those you got to chip away at, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You're much probably, cause I'm a film guy.
Oh, nice.
And trying to get stuff going as an artist, like
yeah,
not in like a key area is really hard. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's awesome. Good for you, dude. That's
thank you.
Well, and congrats on having a couple of teams already saying
that
we like the Kegbein work so far.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I'm excited, man. I'm gonna have to keep an eye out because I want to see your designs. I think my kids would geek out if they knew somebody doing that. That's very cool. Speaking of which, we may have a topic to discuss later. Now I know what you do. Hey,
yeah.
Very cool. So talk to me about Iowa Toffees. So how are you affiliated, or like we have not spoken like at all. This is our maiden conversation.
Yeah, this is our first
time.
So
give me what you can tell me about Iowa Toffees.
So back in February, I just was scrolling through Twitter, seeing all these. I've been long-time supporter and fan of Chicago, Milwaukee Toffees. Not sure if there's St. Louis Toffees, but yeah, always wanted to create an Iowa Toffees. Looked into it, nothing. No Des Moines, no Cedar Rapids, no Quad Cities areas. Like, I have a buddy that runs Iowa Blues, which is the Chelsea FC Twitter for Iowa, the Quad Cities for Liverpool, etc., so on and so forth. I'm like, there's not one for Everton. So I'm like, this past February, I'm like, just mocked up a logo really quick within like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Just created the page and it's gone. Just skyrocketed up. Quick. It was a lot quicker than I actually thought would happen. So yeah.
This was just your brain, baby.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so cool though. Oh my gosh, it's awesome talking to people who are like, yeah, you know, I just wanted to, I just noticed it wasn't there, so I made it happen.
Exactly. And actually after that, I found out a couple of players that for teams I've worked for in the past and helped out in the past actually support Everton. So that's actually one of the cool things about it.
That is awesome. So have you had any, like, I realize Iowa's a large place. So this is like an entire state rather than like a city. So do exactly. Have you been able to pull off like meetups or anything yet?
No.
Because pandemic stuff, I wasn't sure since you just started, right?
Yeah, unfortunately not, because I really haven't been able to talk to much places yet because of COVID, because Iowa's slowly opening back up from COVID. But I know once it's fully opened back up, and hopefully by, I'd say, 2023 or the beginning of next campaign for Everton, I'm going to talk to the owner of the restaurant I actually work at, which has a nice little, like, pub bar in it. Yeah. Has a nice TV, just try and hook up with a lot of people. Even if it's fans from, like, other supporter groups, say, like, Iowa Blues, I have a buddy that works for them, or that does the Twitter for them. Even if it's for them, just meeting up with them, just having a pint of beer or some breakfast and go watch the match.
See, that's cool. There's a decent, like, camaraderie between just people who are just – who just enjoy the sport. I guess you get to a certain point where it's just the idea like, hey, we all like to watch the game, so it's really okay.
If, exactly.
You know, yeah. Cool. I'm with you, man. So this is in its infancy, your group. Yeah. This is so really exciting. So what was there any like bumps along the way trying to get something like this put together? I can't even conceive of how it seems like it'd be like, I don't know what it would take.
So the first minor bump on the way was, so I originally created it first on Twitter, and my stupid self put the year, like the birthday, the date as 2021 instead of 97. And Twitter was like, oh, you're too young to have a Twitter and all that stuff. So I'm like, crap, I put the wrong year. So I tried, I can't think of the word for it. I tried appealing it, and they're like, no. So I just decided to create a new account. And then, of course, right after I created the new account, they're like, oh, yeah, you can have your old one back. I'm like, wow, okay. So that was the first little minor bump. Yeah. But I really haven't faced any bumps yet in the road. Probably going to face some in the next coming days, or next coming months or weeks or years. But I am going to try and partner up with IO Raptors, the UPSL team here that I work for. And then I'm also going to try and find some more Iowa Everton supporters and work out a date for, I don't know if you heard of them, Des Moines Menace, the USL League 2 side here, about 2 hours away from here. I have a buddy that is GM, I believe, for them. So, yeah, just going to try and work out things as much as possible, get the word about Everton out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a USL 2 team here. That's, like, the closest local team we have.
Oh, yeah.
We have the North Carolina Fusion based in, like, Greensboro. Okay. And they're NC Fusion U23s essentially, and I'm actually like, yeah, our company, the company I work do like video marketing for,
yeah,
is like, you know, sponsors them.
Oh wow!
So yeah, like their shirt sponsor and everything. Yeah. So and oh, so awesome. Yeah, we're gonna be like doing a documentary actually.
Oh, wow.
about some of their players this summer. So that's like my like. Holy cow, this summer's going to crush me, but it's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, like these players, the majority of those players are college players, right?
Oh yeah.
And they're all like, you know, just a lot of them are refining their skills for their next season, or they're refining their skills before they make the next step up.
Exactly. I know with our UPSL team, I don't know if you've ever heard the United Premier Soccer League. It's one of the lowest leagues in America, but we have a couple high schoolers and then a couple just high school graduates and then one high schooler on our team.
I'm going to look that up. I don't think I'm familiar with that league, and that's kind of ridiculous because I feel like we have I feel like I'll recognize some team names.
If I start looking into it. I know that Florida has probably 10, 15, 20 teams just in that one league.
Wow.
Just in, like, out of three or four cities. I have, like, Tampa Bay, Orlando area, Kissimmee area, Miami, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've just looked it up. You know, Premier Division. Are they Division One or the team you're with?
I'm not sure, actually. I just know we're the UPSL. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, this is cool. Yeah. I'll have to check this out a little bit later. This is, you know, I'm on their website right now. I just don't know a whole lot about these teams. I'm always down to learn more about that. So what do you do with your UPSL team?
So I am a kit manager. So I just take care of all the uniforms and all that stuff, bring them home, wash them, make sure they're set up in the locker room, make sure the guys have enough towel, shampoo, body wash, make sure there's a stereo in there for music and all that stuff, make sure they have drinks, snacks before the game.
Yeah. That's awesome. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very cool. You know, it's one of the – usually when you watch – every single time when my family watches one of those documentaries, like on a team, they always feature the kit man.
Exactly.
And they're almost always some like likable guy. It's very
exactly. And I remember watching in Class of 97 on Netflix, the Salford Story one. And same with Sunderland Till I Die. And kit manager is always like the coolest one in the team in the locker room. He's always there hyping everybody up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just look up to those guys. I don't know why.
I mean, you have zero reason to explain that.
Exactly.
You have no reason. That makes perfect sense, man. All right. So, about you, how long have you supported Everton?
So, it's going to be going on, I'd say, gosh, about 10, 11 or 12 years now. Because I'm going to be 24. So, yeah, I'd say about 10, 11 years.
What got you started supporting Everton? Like, what was your this is my club moment?
So, I absolutely love telling the story. I don't know if you follow Iowa Toffees on Twitter.
Hold on just a second. Hold on. Are you holding your dog in your lap?
Yes.
Make sure everybody sees that little dog.
Yeah.
Every single time, people are like, how come we didn't get to see the dog? There you go. For people who are wondering, that is clearly a dog named Precious.
Her name's actually Reba, like Reba McEntire, because she was actually a rescue dog. We actually got her July 1st of 2013.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I will tell you, it looks exactly the way it sounded in the background.
Yep.
I was picturing, I had a dog picture in my brain. I was like, that is the dog I pictured. There it is.
Exactly.
Oh, Reba. There you go.
Yeah.
Very cool. I like that. Let her hang out in the background. Sweet.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, I'm sorry to distract you again.
Oh, you are fine.
Sorry. You had a dog and I was like, we got to share that with the world.
Yeah.
So your Everton origin story, what do you got?
So I don't know if anybody that's going to be watching this follows Iowa Toffees on Twitter, but I posted that. That was one of my first posts I tweeted. So I was at my local thrift store. Are you familiar with the Midwest area? Or like, have you ever been here before?
I mean, I've been to Chicago.
Okay.
That's the best I can do.
Okay, so you're familiar with, like, Ross Marshalls, TJ Maxx, and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a place here in Iowa. Okay, I'm sorry, not that stuff. You're familiar with Goodwill, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a place, it's an Iowa thing. Just like Waffle House is more of a Southern thing, stuff, et cetera, is an Iowa thing. It's a local thrift store.
Okay.
When I was in eighth grade or some eighth or ninth grade, me and my mom went there, and actually, let me start over. Sorry.
It's okay. You're just trying to get it right, man.
Exactly. Because I have to tell it like frame by frame. Not, I can't go to second part and then go back to the first part and then But so when I was younger, in Cedar Rapids, we didn't have soccer, we didn't have football, we didn't have any other sport. We only had baseball and hockey. So, of course, the young one in me loved hockey, like all the hard-hitting, blood fighting and all that stuff. But middle school came around, and I started branching out in more sports. So I was like, I've always wanted to try soccer because I've always wanted to do, like, AYSO, local clubs, but my parents could never afford it growing up. So I was like, middle school sports. I don't know how it is out in North Carolina, but middle school sports are free here. You don't have to pay a dime and all that stuff.
That's true.
So I tried soccer and I was like, I absolutely love this. So I started branching out. Of course I was familiar with Chicago Fire, Kansas City Wizards at that time.
Right.
I'm now Sporting KC and the U.S. men's and women's national team. Of course I was familiar with them, watched them once in a while, but never actually like dug deep into them.
Yeah.
So I started branching out more, and of course I know people are gonna hate me for saying this, I supported Manchester United when I was younger, because that's only because that's who everybody else liked. That's
well it's also one of the only teams that was on TV.
Exactly. So I was like, yeah, let's go Man U, let's go Red Devils. And then I started branching out more and more and more. And that's when the Clint Dempsey era was at Fulham.
Yeah.
Tim Howard, Landon Donovan. Can't think of any. Brad Friedel. No, not Brad Friedel. Brad Guzan was at Aston Villa and all that and all them. So I was at my local thrift store, stuff, et cetera. And I went over to, like, the men's section, all that stuff, looked for cool shirts and all that stuff. And came upon the Everton away shirt.
What a sweet shirt.
Yeah. I believe this is 09, 2010, not sure, 2010, 2011, one of those two.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
Yeah. Came upon that shirt, begged my mom to get it for me. I was like, hey. Oh, my God. I was like, hey, that's a Premier League side. That's a Premier League club. So I begged my mom to get it for me because I thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And tried it on, fit perfectly. Started digging more deep into Everton and found out that's when Tim Howard and Landon Donovan played for the club. And I started digging deep more and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Love the royal blue, love the yellow, love the white, love all that stuff. And blue's always been one of my favorite colors too, of course. And ever since then, like, I just fell in love with their playing style. Just how they play, how they treat their fans, how they support their fans and all that stuff. Yeah. And like people are like, oh, why don't you, cause I have one of my good friends that's a Liverpool supporter. And he's like, oh, why don't you support Liverpool? And I have another friend. It's like, oh, why don't you support Chelsea? I'm like, money and trophies don't bring me happiness. It's the way they play, the way passion is, the way they treat their fans.
Yeah.
And it's when I, like, I just feel belonging when I put on that shirt, when I put on the top, when I put on that blue one too.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, why don't you just cheer for Liverpool? You're a plastic fan. I'm like, I've been supporting Everton since I was 12, 13 years old. Cheering for them is just a genuine happiness I can't explain. And ever since then, I've just had love for Everton.
Nice. So have you noticed over pandemic, have you been kind of connecting with other Everton supporters groups, like in some of these Zoom meetings, or been talking to people on Twitter or Facebook and social media or anything?
Yeah, but every time, I don't know if you know Tony from Chicago Evertonians. Yeah. Every time he messages me about, hey, you want to join the Zoom call? I'm always at work. And that's the worst. That's the worst part. It's like right as I clock in, he messages me. I'm like, crap. Like, so I'm just like trying to find days. That's why I take Thursdays off, Thursday nights off.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Gotcha. So, okay, getting back into your Everton supportership, your fandom, your fanhood. fanaticism. What's your favorite Everton, all-time Everton goal?
All-time, oh, my gosh. Oh, I honestly can't think of one. That's the, like,
This is how you know I didn't give give Ryan the questions.
Oh my gosh! Oh, like half of me.
I wasn't sure if you have like a moment where you remember a goal, like watching either TV or live or whatever.
One of the first goals I remember while watching Everton was Tim Howard's banger of a goal
against
Bolton. That's one of the first goals I can remember.
That's a good one. That's
gosh. Not really. No, I can't think of. Holy cow. No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the deal. You've named one. Why don't you cut your? You have a little self-compassion. All right. Let's stop beating up Ryan Kegman for a second. All right. So, who is your current favorite Everton player?
Current or all time?
Current.
I'd have to say it's a toss up between, people are going to hate me for this, between Michael Keane and Gylfi Sigurdsson.
I don't know if people are going to hate you for that. I mean, I feel like if you said Delph, you're going to catch the flack, man.
Yeah, exactly. But, like,
I remember, can make a defense for Delph and Sigurdsson. You know, you can.
Like, when I say Sigurdsson, people are like, oh, the most overrated number 10 in the Premier League. I'm like, to me, he's not overrated. He's underrated in certain times. I don't understand how people don't know how technically gifted he is. Yeah, he has a couple few games. Everybody has a couple bad games, but mm-hmm. – Overall, he's honestly one of the best leaders in the Premier League to me.
I've always been a Sigurdsson guy. My kid's got a Sigurdsson kit, you know. So I like him a lot. Are there times where I kind of feel like I want more from him? Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and that's – I think it's just because the only reason I don't have, like, the stars in my Sigurdsson eyes – is because I'm just like, I had like the big hopes for that guy. You know what I mean? And
yeah. Wasn't it like 40 something million or 20 something million that we got him for?
I was like 42
or something, you know, like that.
42 before incentives or anything.
Yeah.
And everybody was trying to say it was like 50, like they did with Richarlison. I feel like it was like 42, So you explained Sigurdsson. What about Michael Keane? What's your Michael Keane thing?
I just feel like he's just there's just this one thing I like about him, just like how big of a guy, how strong of a wall he can be,
Hey, so Michael Keane, I admire Michael Keane a lot because I think when he first came to us, I felt like I noticed, I mean, I talked about it on the show, the other shows a lot.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a lot, and I feel like kind of like a jerk in hindsight, I'll be honest, where it was almost a fragility.
Yeah.
Where he didn't really seem like he was, his mindset didn't seem strong.
Exactly. You know? And
I admire the fact that, like, it seems like he's done a lot of work. Try to, like, you know, and I admire that. I love seeing somebody, you know, come back from that kind of thing because it's hard.
Exactly. And I remember when we first signed him, people from Burnley were like, oh, why did we have to let him go and all that stuff? Like, we're going to miss him so much. And, like, half of me is like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I know we've always been ahead of Burnley in the standings every single year that I can remember mm-hmm. for the longest time. So to get someone like that from a lower league, or not lower league, lower standings in the Premier League, just like that's one of the only players that I could actually say that about. Like I was like tossed up on like if we should be worried or excited about that, because I know he was pretty good for Burnley, but
yeah. I was absolutely ecstatic with that signing when he came in. I was, and I think to me, what he proved to me was, I feel like I talk about this almost every week now, but his passing, the way he splits the lines with those long passes, we just don't have a lot of center backs that do that.
Exactly.
And he's, I think that's, so it's like, I got a lot of love for Michael Keane.
Yeah.
You know, I would almost say I think he feels like he gives more consistent performances than Sigurdsson right now.
Exactly, yeah. And to add on to that, I just did a little bit more thinking. I always admired watching Seamus Coleman grow up while I was growing up, because I always wore – he was always the main player that I watched for Everton growing up. Yeah. So him being number 23, me being a wide defensive mid wing back and all that stuff growing up, playing soccer in middle school and high school. I had to get the number 23 in high school because of him. So yeah.
That's awesome. And people were like, "Oh, Michael Jordan." You're like, "Know your history."
So yeah. No, 23 because of Seamus Coleman. Nobody else.
Yeah. So this may fit into actually the next question. You may have answered it, but didn't know you were answering it. So just tell me if this is your answer to that. I always ask new people when they come on, if you could compare your personality to a former or current player, you're like, yep, that's me. You know, some people would say, I don't know. I think somebody said Naismith for one, you know, and I was like, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
that's a personality to admire. That's awesome. I'm with you. So just a player where you're like, that embodies, that's who I am. You know, is Seamus that guy for you or is it someone else?
I'd have to say either Seamus Coleman or probably Tom Davies. Because I was always either a wing back or a defensive mid. Mm. So I was always one of the leaders on my team in high school and middle school. And I was always one of the youngest ones too. So that's where I kind of connect being one of the youngest ones to Tom Davies and being that central defensive mid and almost attacking too. And then being that leader with Seamus Coleman being a wing back.
I thought you were going to say that maybe you had a very similar fashion sense to Tom.
Oh no, goodness. No, I'm not really much of a fashion guy. It's just hoodies and sweatpants and gym shorts for me. Unless I'm going out to like a nice coffee shop or a cafe, I'll get nice and all that stuff.
Nice. I'll say, I don't want to sit there and knock Tom's fashion, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there was a time when I was bold enough to wear that kind of stuff.
Oh, but yeah.
Guess what? I'm 43.
43?
And I can't pull it off anymore. Yeah. Yeah. It's a
holy cow.
It's a grind, my friend.
Yeah.
So I can't really pull off all the bell bottoms and just wearing whatever I want to.
Exactly.
Just because I want to. Now it's like, I have to think about perception.
Yep. And you got kids. So
I've got children that I don't want to scar for life. You know,
exactly.
Like that. but I was that guy for a while. I'll say it, but Tom wears it so much more comfortably than I think I ever did.
Exactly.
I think I knew I was being weird. I think Tom's just like, this is unique. This is me, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if I could dress like that for one day or a couple of days, or if I had the money to dress like that, don't get me wrong. I'd do. I'd try it out, see what it's like, but I don't.
I think it helps to play for a Premier League team. You're
just exactly.
Like, yeah, I wear what I want. But if you're me, I don't think. all right. So just a couple more questions. You mentioned a few local teams. Who are the local teams that you support?
And so
are you primarily, do you primarily watch soccer or football, whatever you want?
I primarily watch soccer or football. Of course the team I work for, Iowa Raptors Football Club, shout out to them.
Raptors.
of course, I support them. Des Moines Menace, down in Des Moines, whose owner is actually, I was about to say Piemonte Calcio, Parma Calcio, is a dual owner of them and Des Moines Menace for Serie A, which is really cool. And then Chicago Fire is another club I support. So, cool. Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. I wasn't sure if you had an MLS team.
Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship with them right now, especially with not having won a game in like 10 matches. So, yeah.
I feel like Chicago deserves a successful soccer team. I'll
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Last thing. It's unexpected. Uh-oh. I hope this doesn't catch you off guard.
Uh-oh.
But what's something unique about you that I wouldn't guess?
So, okay. I'm a huge Power Rangers nerd. Huge Power Rangers. Love Power Rangers.
That may be the last thing I expected you to say.
Yes. huge Power Rangers nerd. Huge Funko nerd. If I could turn my laptop around, I have, I'm a huge WWE or pro wrestling fan too. So like I have a bunch of Rick and Morty, Funko figures,
nice.
Power Rangers, New Japan Pro Wrestling and WWE Funko figures. So yeah, like all the, like this whole side right here is football and soccer stuff. And then from like right here on this way is just wrestling stuff.
Ryan, you are. You are an enigma,
exactly.
Wrapped in a mystery.
Yep.
It's holy cow! You are layered. You bring the layers like Shrek, an onion. So, dang man, that's I was not gonna say. I only recently, like this year, started watching Rick and Morty. I was like, this
oh,
is
I see. Yeah,
absurd
yeah.
that I just now got it because
yeah.
it's like directly my thing. Like I love it. It's so
exactly.
Cool. And I have to hold myself back from showing it to my kids.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, this is funny. The kids were like, no.
No. There's this one. Crap. What's the word? I'm sorry. One series on Netflix that is like one of my favorite series. But I'm like, I want to show it to my little cousin, and it's like, no, yeah. I shouldn't. I don't know.
What
it's
is
called
it?
Paradise PD. I don't know if you've ever heard
of it. Paradise
PD? Yeah.
I'm writing all kinds of stuff down, man.
Yeah,
this
it's
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, not cool. For the most sensitive of people, I should say.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's all these like anime shows that I
yeah.
used to watch when I was younger, and I start watching them with my kids, and I'm like, oh, hold on, no.
This yeah, isn't exactly.
Right. You're five. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You're watching this yet. What a bummer, because you would love it.
Exactly. And then, like, I'll see some kids, excuse me, that are, like, 8, 9, 10 watching these shows, and I'm just like, it's your parents' rules. And then they'll just go off quoting the shows. I'm like, you're 10 and you watch that show, like okay,
yeah.
So yeah,
I definitely make the questionable judgment on some stuff, but there's just certain things where I'm like, you got to, like, I showed them Goonies.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I mean, there's cussing in it, but whatever. It's funny because they're, you know, the
exactly.
It's funny. And we just watched Rocky, trying to explain Rocky to my kids. We're like, okay, Rocky's first job, he's collecting money for somebody that people owe money to. And so I'm not trying to like explain how that works. It's
exactly.
There's a lot of stuff like that. But you know what? Rocky's awesome. You gotta like Rocky. It's the greatest sports movie ever, right?
I'm a huge fan of Bend It Like Beckham. I don't know if you've ever
really?
Seen that movie. Yeah.
So Bend It Like Beckham, I watched it, but it came out. Remember, I'm like 97 years old. So that came out a little later for me.
Exactly.
I will say I want to watch that Goal movie. I want to find a
Is
good
Is it the Maradona one?
No, it's called Goal. The Legend Continues or something. It's like, it's about a guy in America. I believe he's in America. And that plays for, ends up playing for Newcastle or something. Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good. It's an older movie. It's not like it's recent. It's like,
yeah.
Old or something. But kind of want my kids to see it. But I have to watch it first.
Exactly.
Make sure this, you know, it's not supposed to happen. So, yeah. All right. So now that we know, enormous Power Rangers / pro wrestling fan,
yeah.
Guys, anyone watching, bring all of your pro wrestling / Power Rangers / Power Rangers pro wrestling questions who are smooshed together. That's the world. That's what Ryan's world is. Like
Power Rangers, pro wrestling, just smash them together.
Hang them together, mingle them, you know? There we go, all right? Let's bring those questions for Ryan next time, all right? So we do have to move on. We need to move on to Everton stuff, actual current Everton stuff. So
or to the audience crowd watching this, if you just want to tweet at IATOF, please just tweet me your Power Rangers pro wrestling questions. Go ahead, I'll answer them.
Boom, do that. And honestly, yeah,
do that.
I'm going to be watching for those.
Can't wait to hear the questions.
Pink Ranger, Stephanie McMahon.
Pink Ranger all the way. Every single Power Rangers, I've always had a crush on the Pink Ranger.
Wasn't it the Pink Ranger? Was it Hillary Swank at one point? Who was it? Who was the Pink Ranger?
Was somebody. I'm blanking on the name.
Pink Ranger was somebody like a thing.
Yeah, maybe.
No, it wasn't. It was Christiane Lopez, known as Christiane. Brazilian actress and fitness model. That ain't Hillary Swank.
Oh, okay.
Unless it was an old...
No, Amy Jo Johnson.
Oh, it was a different one. We're talking...
Wait, I'm talking about the like the 95 one. I'm sorry.
We got to write this down. Hold on. Pink Ranger. Hold on. Pink Ranger. No. Okay. The actual Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kimberly Hart?
Yep.
Kimberly Ann Hart. Boom. Wow. So that's not Hillary Swank at all. Where'd I get that info? Jeez.
Learn something new every day.
I'm not ITK anymore.
That is totally fine.
All right. So that was really good information for everybody. Now that you know who Pink Ranger was, good luck. Anyway, we got to move on. We're going to touch on this because we won.
Yep.
I'm going to acknowledge that it happened because the game before, I'm going to pretend like it didn't happen.
Exactly. But
got to win this week. Put ourselves in a impossible contention for a Europa Conference League spot.
Yep.
It is contested. We'll see what happens. So, Wolf's thoughts. We got to win 1-0. Richarlison broke his little streak. Had a nice header goal. What are your thoughts on that match, really quick, before we move on to our big old honking mailbag question?
So, unfortunately, second half. First half. Thought it was kind of sloppy passing. Mm-hmm. Didn't get enough good chances in our final third. Mm-hmm. Pickford was brilliant all game. I'll give him that.
Yep.
Came up with amazing saves. It's just we need to find the back of the net on those easy tap-in chances. We can't – I know we have one more match left, but we can't – if we want to beat Ederson, if we can't beat Jack Ruddy, I mean, with those little – touches to the goal, we're not going to beat Ederson. No chance. Stefan, whoever starts. But yeah, we just gotta put the ball in the back of the net. It gotta be more power behind the shots. Can't just like lightly tap them right at the keeper.
Were you a little disheartened when you saw how we were set up to defend? Or did you think, well, we have to be like that most of the time right now. This is how we tend to get results.
Like, are you talking about like with a three back or?
Yeah, just kind of the way we didn't really seem like we're going for it a lot. But the funny thing is every time we try to go for it, we open ourselves up.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know what I mean? So it's a weird, yeah, like conflicted thing. It's like a lot of people feel like we're playing a like really negative and defensive. But yeah, at the same time, it's like whenever we don't, it's a problem.
Exactly.
You know?
I know I've never really been a big fan of a back. I guess you could consider it a back five that we played, even though it was written up as a back three. I've never really been a fan of that. I've been a fan of the traditional back four or legitimately a back three, not like with wing backs. But because I know that's probably one of the first results we've gotten, a positive result we've gotten with a five back from last time I can remember. Mm-hmm. We just never really been a huge fan of the five back.
I'm always kind of like, I like to see how we run with it. I'm always curious if that's deemed it matchup worthy, you know,
yeah,
like, hey, let's, I'm always curious. Seamus Coleman, you know, going up and down the right side all game.
Yeah.
That was interesting. So fans were back.
Exactly. That's the best part.
Some would say fueling Richarlison. That's
oh,
like,
yeah,
his, put it in his veins, you know, and all of a sudden Richarlison, yeah, scores, get some fans in there. Fans seemed a little disappointed though with no Hamas. What's going on there?
I don't know. Apparently he was fatigued, which I understand, but if it's a crucial game like that, we had the chance to go. I think if West Ham lost, we would have been in sixth right now. But like in that contention, even if he felt fatigued, I'm all for resting players. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But in my personal opinion, I think Carlo could have at least put him on the bench just to bring him on in that number 10 role and the cam role, just so we can get that original James back and not play him in like the right wing position, which I want to touch on later.
I was going to say, we can touch on James again, because that's actually one of our big mailbag observations. So is a James based one.
Okay.
We'll get to that as well. You mentioned Pickford's form.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't purchase Olsen, we're still probably going to be looking for another keeper this summer, right?
Yeah.
But I will say, I think there's a lot more faith in Pickford this second half of the season.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he just needs – we need a solid backup keeper. Like, someone like Olsen, who's not essentially a number one for the Premier League. But he – of course, he's still good. Don't get me wrong. I just think Pickford needs rest every once in a while, so he's not, like, feeling the pressure from back-to-back games and all that stuff, just so he can rest. But if we don't – end up signing Olsen on a permanent, I know Marco, I can't pronounce his last name, some Serbian keeper from ST Edibar, I think he is, his contract's actually running out at the end of the season, and Edibar hasn't renewed it, so hopefully we can get a solid number two keeper. So yeah.
Yeah, I want a number two who can push Pickford a bit. I think it's actually,
yeah,
helped him to have somebody breathing down his neck a little bit.
Because I know at the beginning of the season,
everybody.
I know at the beginning of the season, HITC Sevens was ranking the Premier League clubs based on how their summer transfer window went, and they put Everton number two behind Chelsea, solely based on the fact that they didn't get a new number one or a keeper to challenge Pickford.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've liked Olsen. I thought he's done pretty well. I feel like he's a little more of a prototypical body shape on a keeper.
Exactly, yeah.
Being poised. But I'm reckoning that he is looking for a more consistent playing gig, my guess. I don't think he would cost that much, but I'm thinking he's going to want more playing time. He's getting a little older. He's going to try to get more minutes if he can. But, I mean, it was a good type of signing. I feel like we need that type of signing.
Exactly.
I feel like, Pickford, his mindset seems a lot more stronger.
Yeah.
And he's not going in as cocky. Nice. It's been nice to see. Anybody else look strong to you where you're kind of like, hey, that, these are my players of the match?
I got to say Tom Davies has been one of the guys I've seen that's been improving the most.
Yep.
And definitely Tom Davies. And, of course, got to be DCL with the call-ups. With his first call-up to England this past summer, I think it was. I think that really boosted his confidence and morale and just helped him get to that next level of – being a true number nine for Everton.
I'm going to throw in an obvious one. Godfrey. I feel like Godfrey's sort of I feel like it's just sort of a given though.
Oh yeah.
It's like, oh, of course he was good. Gosh, yeah. You know, that's obvious, Jerry, but he's, I just want to throw a little bit of love his way, because I mean he's just the mindset is just brutal on this guy.
Yeah,
it's really impressive.
I just feel like if we keep him, build him up, he's gonna be the next Ruben Dias. He's gonna be the next Premier League Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year.
I'll be curious if he gets any England love.
Oh
or
yeah.
Euros. As strong as he has looked and
brutal
and the way he just doesn't show any unnecessary respect to the opposition. He doesn't care who they are. He just rolls in there and his tackles are just.
Exactly.
So, okay, cool. Well, anything else on Wolves? Cause I don't want to touch on it too long. It's over. We won. I mean,
besides me being mad that, right as I turned off the TV to go to work, they scored right away. No.
Oh,
yeah. No, it's like right as I turned off my monitor, I'm like, okay, it's start of the second half. I'll listen to it on the way to work. Got notification from Twitter. Goal, Everton. Like, crap.
I had we have our Toffee Blues, message group or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's always a minute ahead of my feed, no matter if I'm at home or I'm at work. So I'm sitting there at work and I've got the game on one TV and I'm working on another. And I'm sitting there talking to one of my coworkers, blah, blah, blah. And then I look on my notification. I'm like,
yeah. And that's
the corner. That's, and I'm like, I get my buddy's attention. I'm like, you need to look at the screen right now. Watch this. Watch this.
Exactly. And that's one thing I don't like about Peacock either. It's like, even if I'm like, if it's on my laptop or if I'm like streaming it from my smart TV or Xbox or whatever, it's always behind the notifications in group chat, and it sucks.
Oh, man. Sometimes it sucks. And sometimes like that, it's like, hey, pay attention. Something awesome is about to happen.
Exactly.
Like you get that extra like anticipation. So
exactly.
All right. Well, Wolves happened. It was not a phenomenal disappointment.
Nope.
I feel like it's a little bit of evidence that our players are fueled by the Goodison crowd.
Exactly.
That's the only way I can take it, because I think you look at how solid our away form is and how weak our home form's been, and then all of a sudden we get fans and all of a sudden we win.
Exactly.
You know, it just tells you a lot about how important supporters are. So, move on. And now, a moment with Bowsy Toffee Tits. Bowsy Toffee Tits, Aaron is the actual name of this human. It's a screen name. It's just epic. It's so good. But awesome. So he always sends in questions. And he sent in it's a full note card's worth. All right.
Oh, wow.
He's on it. So this is what Aaron says and asks. So I'll take this bit by bit. All right.
Awesome.
First of all, sad to see Hamas not even on the bench nor in the stadium last night for the return of the fans to wave and appreciate the support. Do you think it's the end of Hamas at Everton? Being fatigued, was put to shame by 32-year-old captain bombing up and down the right wing last night.
Holy cow. Gylfi Sigurdsson's 32?
Famous. Yeah.
Yeah. I got mixed up for a second there because I was thinking, oh, being in the camp's posture.
You're making me feel at home, man. Normally, I'm only one brain farting, man. This is great. So Hamas, fatigued thing, he wasn't even in the crowd, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I make of that because it's the first game back with fans. Why would he not be there? It's strange.
Exactly.
Or is this really just, are we making more of this than it actually is?
I feel like we're making more of this than it is, honestly. I'm just shocked that he actually wasn't. I didn't realize that he wasn't in the stadium, so that's the first time of me hearing that. But I don't think this is the last time we see Hamas, or this is the last of Hamas at Goodison. I personally don't think so.
But, I hope not, because I kind of love him.
Exactly. But like I've said this before, I don't know if you're going to touch on this later, but I just feel like Hamas really hasn't done much for us, or he hasn't been my favorite in the right wing position. I feel like he needs to go back to his designated number 10, the cam spot, and we just need to sign and find a solid right winger, right mid, to actually help us get the ball in the box so he can just focus on being Hamas and just being Hamas. And yeah.
See, in the beginning when he was doing that, I remember thinking, why are we letting him up there?
Yeah, exactly.
But then I saw how we were using him. He was just wandering all over the field, drifting.
Yeah.
He was being used as like a 10, but on the wing, but he would drift inside. But when he received the ball, he would just whip it to the other side.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there sending those balls over to Luka Dean over and over again. And it was impressive to watch him move the ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
But that's not really as much of a great, like, we haven't really had our folks healthy. We haven't had our new signings healthy. Like, I think right now is one of the only times that we've got Decore, we've got Alon, we've got all of our new signings are there now. Right?
Exactly.
So as long as Hamas is healthy, we may actually see the normal Everton squad that Ancelotti was envisioning for this season. I just don't know. I'm just curious if there is a little because I will say also in the press conference, Ancelotti was like, not taking any shit.
No.
He was just kind of like, you know what? Whoever wants to be here can be here.
Exactly.
And then Hamas is not on the bench. You know what I mean? So this could be 2 + 2 = 5. Easy.
Exactly.
Or it could be a different math statement.
Oh.
That's right.
My. How
and if I knew how the turntables, if I knew how basic math worked, I could have made that really effective. So
exactly.
So anyway, Bowsy Toffee Tits, Aaron. I don't know if it's anything to worry about. I'm a little concerned. I'll say that. I'm a little concerned. I'm not in full-fledged freak-out mode, thinking, oh crap, my kid got a Hamas kit last year. What are we going to do? I'm not in that mode yet, you know?
I usually don't get in that mode until, like, after the season is over and all that stuff because, I mean, technically he's still an Everton player. He still has one more game with us. Hopefully we see him with the Man City.
If he plays in that
against Man City, yeah. But yeah.
I agree. I think we see that. Everything's probably chill. Everything's exactly fine. Also, part two, Aaron, Mr. Toffee Tits, if we manage to make Europa Conference League by a, and this is his phrasing, this is not mine. So this is, he's the poet, not me. If we manage to make Europa Conference League by a ball hair and pure wizardry for other results, what positions would you like to fill and who would you have in mind? Realistic targets you should be looking at. I'll be frank. I have not done any transfer research yet in terms of realistic targets.
I've only looked at the contracts expiring on transfermarket.co.uk, so.
Like
I haven't even looked at Everton's Bleacher Report yet.
Yeah, it's I usually, when the season's over, I do a nice scouring.
Yep.
Now, but I got to be honest. Right before this episode, I was watching my kid at his tryouts, and so I've not done enough research, Aaron, to be able to give you legitimate, realistic targets. However, positions we'd like to fill, I think we can speak on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? We have zero reason to speak on that. We talked about it earlier. We're going to need a backup keeper, number two. Number two. Who does number two work for? Okay? So, we're going to need a number two. So, let's start there.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'll let you name the next position because, got to be honest, we might be going for a while.
I mean, the position I'm going to say, I know he can play another position, but I know Everton have been in talks with Max Aarons for a backup right back. Mm-hmm. I feel like he'd be good, but with Norwich being promoted to the Premier League, I don't know if he's going to stay at Norwich or come play for Ancelotti and come to Everton, or if he wants to stay true to his club and stay at Norwich.
Well, there's also talk that he's like talking to some other clubs now too, like exactly. Maybe Arsenal, and there's all kinds of stuff, and you never exactly. know. You never know.
Yeah, but
I mean right back is absolutely an issue though.
Yeah, right back, yeah. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Ben Godfrey can play there, but I just prefer him at the center back with his strength and his pace.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So, number two, right back.
Yep.
We can agree that left back is covered.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling good.
Covered for the future.
Yes. So, I feel like we've got like three generations of left backs on our hands.
Oh, yeah.
Center back is an interesting one because we have a lot of depth.
Oh, yeah.
But there's still some persistent rumors that we may be trying to purchase a center back, which makes me think that we're going to be selling one of Holgate, Mina, or Keane.
I know I've seen rumors of I can't remember the club. I think it was Roma. I think it was. Or some other club that wants to buy Yerry Mina for like 18 to 20 million or something like that.
God. I would rather keep Yerry Mina.
I mean, but of course that's rumors. That's all I've heard. But I've heard about
Holgate to Newcastle for a very small amount.
Oh yeah.
Which I don't like the amount that they listed at all. I think if we sell one of those, I'm fine with purchasing a center back. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Because I know if rumors to be true, if we get Koulibaly to Everton, I'd be happy to sell Mina or another center back just so we can get a solid center back.
I legitimately can't get excited about Koulibaly because I got excited about Koulibaly 4 years ago or three years ago or whatever it was, and I was so psyched, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then it was like not a thing.
Oh, and yeah, I remember that.
So I'm going to wait until it becomes more real. But we do need a player kind of in the mold of a Godfrey, another Godfrey
on
our hands. And let's be honest, he's an aggressive center back.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not going to back down. And he's not, you know, and we need those kind of mentality, that kind of mentality on our team.
Exactly. For as aggressive as he is, I'm surprised he hasn't gotten a red card yet, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I love watching that guy, you know.
Yeah.
Him tackling I remember getting excited about him a long time ago, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait till it's more real.
Exactly.
But the thing is, I mean, look at the value we got on Godfrey for the price we paid for.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really do. It's cliche, but I trust them to sign good players now for decent prices. I think we could see a center back being part of that. Now, here's a question.
Okay.
Center midfield area. Did we feel covered when Decore went down?
Personally, no. I don't think so. I feel like Decore has been one of our best defensive mids or center mids this whole season. I feel like Gomez really hasn't been the same since his injury. Because I remember before his injury, he solid. Nobody could get past him. The only player to dribble past Van Dijk last season. Just ever since then, Gomez really hasn't been the same. Tom Davies is doing pretty good. Yeah. Dolph has done nothing. The guy who paints the pitch at Goodison has done more on the pitch than Delph this season. We really haven't seen much of Gbamin either, which is the worst part.
Gbamin messes with me, and I agree with you. I do feel bad for the guy
because
he's worked really hard.
Exactly. He was so excited to come to Everton and play for us, and then he got an injury. Okay, understandable. And then he came back, he was fully fit, about ready to play. Got knocked again in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So just throwing this out there. So I feel like Gbamin is our closest like for like with Decore. Our other players that play center mid, none of them have the speed and can cover the ground that Decore does.
Yeah. No.
We just don't have anybody. And Gbamin, we can't rely on him. So could I see us – do I see a need for a Decore clone? Yes.
Yeah.
Something similar because, you know, our squad was too thin. By the way, I just want to say it. We're saying a lot of positions. I don't think we're going to buy all these positions. Just saying. Yeah. But I would love to see a Decore-type center mid. So two other positions that I see we need. Really bad. And both of them are forward type positions.
Yep.
You wanna go ahead and speak on one of them?
Right wing, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, in my opinion, James really hasn't done anything for us in the right wing. I just looked at transfermarkt.co.uk a few months ago, and Florian Thauvin was one of my favorites that I've always loved at Marseille. He's done amazing, goal scoring machine. Contract was ending. And I don't see him on the.
I think he just went to Tigres.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he surprised everybody by going to Mexico, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty certain he went to Tigres, man.
Holy cow. Okay, yeah, never mind.
He left Marseille and he will join Tigres the end of 2021. Yeah. 2021 season. That was, crazy, crazy stuff, dude.
Yeah, on May 7th, 2021. So that was just a few weeks ago then.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I remember doing a double take of that one. He must be an Adam Sandler fan because I think Sandler's like a massive Tigres guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
I just wish that the MLS clubs could do that. Like, how Mexican clubs do it. But, I mean, that was his choice, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty unusual normally for some of those players to choose Liga MX.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's an unusual choice for him to do that. I mean, maybe he – I know that Guignac has been playing for Tigres. He's French, and he's a striker, and maybe he knows him. And I don't really know that Liga MX financially is a – I don't think they're doing that great, you know. But I will say Tigres, out of all of them, is doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, a right wing, you'd like somebody like was it, I don't even know the proper pronunciation. I feel like it's Tovin. But
Laurent Tovin. Tovin. It's French.
I speak
German and
I've got the Spanish, so I can handle the Spanish pronunciation.
Oh, okay.
Right wing, I think we'd want someone with pace. Messi. Maybe somebody who's gonna be essentially we're talking about Richarlison on the other side.
Yeah.
Preferably left footed.
Oh yeah.
Right? So you can cut in and take a shot.
Another person I would actually like to see step up with his crossing ability is Nkuku. Niles Nkuku, the left winger. Their left back. With this, he's like a mini Luka Dean. He has the pace, he has the crossing ability.
Yeah.
He's tall, so yeah.
I'd love to see him get some more minutes next season for sure.
Yeah.
He's exciting. So the last position I would say we need to look at. Moise Keane is pretty certain heading to
PSG.
He was in their kit release media. So, pretty certain he's off. I'm assuming they're really trying to make that happen. So we're going to need a striker. It's weird buying a striker when you have a good striker already and you're not in Champions League.
And then,
it's
weird because like we just bought a striker for $6 million. We gave $6 million to Bournemouth for a 6-month contract, or $8 million, whatever it was. And then I don't know if it's official yet, but there's rumors he's going to Besiktas, I think. Besiktas or Galatasaray, one of those two. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if I knew he was going to do that or we weren't going to use him, I have a soft spot for Fulham with all the Americans going through there with Tony Khan and Clint Dempsey. I honestly would rather just see him go to Fulham and just help them try and stay up, honestly, because – we could have brought up an academy player for so much less than what we wasted money on.
I am surprised he hasn't gotten more minutes because he's the kind of guy that we could put in and get energy. I mean, he did have a goal batted with a hand off the goal line.
Exactly.
Recently. It would have been nice to have that one. But I am surprised he hasn't gotten enough time. As much time, and I can only assume either A, he's not training well.
Yeah.
B, there's an attitude thing, which I don't like to assume.
No.
C, it's a chemistry thing, or D, just Carlo's not feeling it.
Exactly.
Because of one of the previous three.
I don't
actually know. I thought it was a smart signing, to be honest.
Oh yeah. Like from the get-go, I'm like, he's a must-buy. He's a must-buy. We need him. I just wish he would have gotten more minutes because I feel like he could have done more for us in either the number 10 position, or just like rotating DCL and like having DCL on the bench for one game and having Joshua start.
Mm. It was odd when DCL was out and he was in. And he wasn't playing. You know, it was strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, we need to move on, but that's number two, right back, center back, right wing, striker, and a possible Decore clone.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Toffee tits. There you go. We appreciate it, as always, Aaron. Thanks, man. Appreciate the questions. Anybody else, if you got questions, send them in. And if you really want to snag our attention, make a crazy username. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. So, city preview, final match of the season. Brief little, let me run down some info. Their current form, well, they've won the Premier League. Yeah. They have 83 points, 26, 5, and 6. Their previous three matches, though, they recently suffered a 3-2 loss to Brighton. Before that, they squeaked past Newcastle 4-3. And before that, they lost to Chelsea 2-1. I got to be honest, I have some names written down here for a possible lineup. I think it's wrong. And I don't want to say it.
For Man City or for Everton?
For City.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm cool with being wrong for Everton. But yeah. If I sit there and be just ridiculously wrong for City. So I will say that I think you could, and I've actually seen it on Twitter, people saying high likelihood that it's Aguero's final match.
Yep.
Premier League match. So although I've checked a few sites where they seem to think he's not going to start, I don't know, guys. I think he might.
Knowing Pep, he's going to start Aguero and give him the captain's armband, especially the history Aguero's had at Man City.
Like, I'll be curious about things like, will Aguero start? Will Ederson start? Will De Bruyne be in there? Like, or how many of these young, amazing players are they going to give time to?
You know, one player who won't be there is Ruben Dias because of his red card.
That's right.
So that's going to be a huge blow for them, in my opinion. But
true.
It's Pep Guardiola and Man City. You never know what they're going to pull out of the bag.
It's true. And they'll have like 11 players who can pass the ball around, take on men. And the whole team is fantastically skilled passers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just for – I'm assuming everybody has watched Ederson actually distribute the ball.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. So having said all that, I still think we got a shot. You think we'll start with the a similar lineup as the last match?
I think so. Yes, but I think like. I want to say a back four, in my opinion, would be better, would be the best. But, I mean, who knows?
You think it may be a situation where we run a back four and throw Coleman in as a wing in front of Godfrey, the way kind of we've seen sometime this season? Every once in a while we see that, like Luca Dean.
Yeah.
Push forward like a wing or Coleman, you know, but we're still running a back four. We've seen that happen this season.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind a five back if we can get the quality out of the players, if we can play well. But I would just like to see them go back to a back four with Dean and Coleman on the wings.
Who would you put in the middle?
That's a tough one.
Because that's like a three-person scrap.
Yeah.
Between three people who played pretty well the other day.
Exactly. In my opinion, I would start with Godfrey and Keane. And if we need back, if we need help, if we're like winning or if we're losing, bring in a back five or bring in or just push Dean up and go to a back three.
Hmm. Gotcha. I feel like it's pretty. I don't know. I feel like. We're safe in saying Decore and Alan will start.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say Tom Davies is – I feel like every time he plays, he's earning more playing time. Like, he deserves to play more. Like, he looks pretty solid lately.
Yeah. Like,
you're right about his improvement, man.
And that's one thing I feel for Tom about is, like, he's improving, but – when he finally hits that, like, good game, he just – next game he just just drops out. Well, he doesn't drop out. He's not, like, in the starting 11 is what I mean to say. He's, like, on the bench or not even on the bench.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to be a Sigurdsson, DCL, Richarlison type of situation, or do you think James makes his way in?
Cross my fingers that James makes his way back in, whether it be off the bench or starting. I just want to see James in the cam position and not the right wing position this last match.
Okay. Well, if you have Coleman running the wing, you have James come in for Sigurdsson potentially.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Exactly.
And I will say, with Sigurdsson playing there, you're going to have a little bit more legs when it comes to pressing and ball winning. And I feel like when you're playing City, you may need that.
Oh, so, yeah, true.
That's a tough one. What's your prediction? You think we're going to walk out with three?
I feel like we will. I feel like it's going to come down to, like, a last-minute goal, in my opinion. Whether it be, like, stoppage time or, like, last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I feel like Everton's going to come out. I want to say 3-2, but I also want to say 2-1. But I feel like both teams are going to score.
Which one are you going to say?
I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say 3-2. I'm going to kill myself for saying that.
Oddly enough, my gut says 2-1.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
Every time I do that, I show the world that I have a writing of a sixth grader. Hey!
Yeah. So,
sorry to disappoint all of you who thought I had beautiful
pictures. It's fine. It's fine.
So, one final thing. So, we're both picking wins. So, that's weird. It could be some, you know, we're pressing our will upon them. We'll see what happens. One final thing. So, enough of this. This happened, and we should discuss it. Okay?
Yep.
Because he thinks it's real. It's a throwback to an older, a very old school Everton kit from long, long ago. It some angles makes it look red. I think it's going to be a coral, like a bright orange. But on my phone, yeah, I see what you mean. Looks a little red. How are you feeling about the design, man? You are
a graphic
designer, and you design shirts. I want to hear the rundown.
I absolutely love it, in my opinion. I don't know. As an Everton supporter, I really don't like the color red, in my opinion, because of the stupid cop lights. But if it's a red because of a throwback, I have no problem with that. I remember seeing on an Everton fan page that it's more of like a burnt orange kind of.
Right.
Just to avoid the red color, because I don't know last time Everton ever wore red because of Liverpool. But yeah, that's one thing as like a graphic uniform football kit designer is with at least one kit I make, I try and do a throwback, whether it be like a dedication to a throwback or like an actual replica throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, I mean, I love it. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love black. Depends on if – I don't know if they're going to do the Hummel logo and, like, that burnt orange, or if they're just going to do, like, a blackout with the
– It looks like a blackout in this one.
Oh.
That's what it looks like. Looks like a blackout.
I like that black – because the blackout's going to be really nice pairing with the black color of the Everton badge with the burnt orange.
And check it. It's a collar, man.
I'm a sucker for a nice collar.
See, me too. I feel like a lot of people don't like the collar stuff, but for me, it's like whenever I had a collar when I was a kid.
Yep.
Pop that and look
exactly.
Like a
I'd always have to button the very top button too, and just pop it up.
Yes, it's like you do that, and people are like, "Hey, that guy's kind of weird." And you're like, "Good. I want you to think I'm weird when I'm playing you." Yes.
Exactly. And then you just surprise them just out of the bat, and then you're just amazing.
So yeah, I mean it's. And there's some really interesting stuff with with the way the color kind of comes down into this like little V.
Yeah.
It's hard to see, but you can maybe see it better now.
Yeah, in my opinion, just kind of like, I'm not telling Hummel how to do their job. I've actually made a couple kits for them for, or designed a couple kits for them for arena soccer teams here in America. Like, I would rather, I don't know if they tried doing it, like, just have the sash go right through and just have the kazoo in, like, that burnt orange with, like, a black outline or, but, hey.
Yeah, this is the.
It's going to be amazing either way.
Yeah. So, it is not what I was expecting at all. I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. You know, and they got a big, you got some massive landmass here, you know, sitting there repping it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, what's funny is it's very clear.
I didn't know.
Burst through that brick wall in order to stand there.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I didn't know shirts could actually fit on brick walls like that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think this is going to look cool. I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's definitely, like I said, it's not what I expected. And here's the thing. When I first saw it, I was like, if that is red.
Yeah.
I mean, we can take red. We can take red. They don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be theirs. Why do they have to ruin everything?
Exactly. You know what I mean? They wore a little bit of blue last year for their away, so why can't we wear red?
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not scared to have a little red. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, you know what? See this? We're taking some of your color. You know?
I mean, yeah.
So if it's two fingers up to them, you know, cool.
So be it.
It's probably burnt orange.
Yeah. There's this one page on Instagram I follow. It's called Everton Issued. Shout out to them. They give away game worn, match worn Everton apparel and all that stuff. Everton issue. There we go. And they deleted it. Crap. Oh well. But there's like, it's kind of like a Crush soda, but it's like a black can.
Yeah.
They gave like a hint, like, oh, this is gonna be like the color and all that stuff. I'm like, nice. Uh-huh. But yeah. I'm just excited to see what the home and third strip's gonna look like.
Yeah, I agree. Cause I thought Hummel's done good work.
Exactly.
And I'm only note I've got for him is let's embroider that badge. Let's sew it on instead of having it be glued on. That's my only note. You know? So anyway, cool. Well, I'm thinking that's going to come out and be more official on Friday.
Exactly.
People are probably watching this and it's already been official. So there's
exactly.
That. Anyway. All right. Well, honestly, Ryan, that's the show, man. I think we're, I think we're done. I think we're done, awesome. Man. So is there any stuff you want to shout out really quick? Anything you want to plug?
Iowa Raptors Football Club. Yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out. Yeah. Just shout out to Iowa Raptors Football Club, the new football club in Cedar Rapids. Go follow them on Instagram, Facebook. If you're watching this, go give them some love. Tell them that Ryan sent you.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like it. It's like you're sending somebody down the street to like
to a
diner and be like, tell them I sent you. Yeah,
exactly. Cool. Yeah. Also about
that. Free hash browns.
Yeah. If anyone is ever in the Cedar Rapids area, that's watching this, come out to the Amana Colonies. It's a little German town. If you ever want to meet up with me, say hi. Come, it's called the Ox Yoke Inn. It's an old fancy German restaurant, been around for 80 years now. Make sure you come out, make sure you ask for Ryan, and I will make sure you get treated correctly. I'll make sure you guys get a good meal and everything.
That it is a pretty tempting offer for everybody listening.
Exactly.
That makes their way to the Cedar Rapids area. There you go.
Exactly.
Very cool. Well, Ryan, I want to tell you thank you. It's nice to
You're
meet
very
you.
Welcome.
Nice
thank
to
you
talk
for
to
having
you,
me.
Man.
Pleasure.
Appreciate your patience with me straggling in late to the recording.
Not a problem.
Watching this didn't have to know that, but they know it now. I guess. So I'm gonna go ahead and plug the rest of this stuff really quick. For those of you who are watching and listening, please subscribe to the Toffee Blues YouTube channel and the Toffee Blues podcast. We'd really appreciate it. Quick note, if you want to pre-order the kit, you can do so in the details of the, if you're watching on YouTube, of this video.
Wait, they can't.
Check out the details. You can pre-order on this video.
Yeah.
Go check in the description right there. And it actually helps out our YouTube channel if you do that.
Awesome.
So it helps out our fan group. So please, if you're going to pre-order, if you want to go through there, that'd be nice of you. And if for some reason you're not following Toffee Blues on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, probably TikTok as well. Mammoth. I don't know. I'm just saying stuff now. So follow Toffee Blues on all that stuff. Also, the Toffee Blues website has lots of great Everton analysis, all things Everton on there, by a lot of really kind people that let me hang out in the chat, you know, in the Toffee Blues chat room without calling me a stupid American too many times. So nice. All right. So that is all. Ryan, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank
Appreciate
you. It's been a pleasure.
Time. Appreciate your, very cool, man. Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling. That's going to be his autobiography. Power Rangers and pro wrestling.
Exactly.
Iteration going for you. All right. Much love, Ryan. Everybody else out there, much love to you.
Thank you.
Let's end the season on a strong note, 3 points. And if we should somehow find our way into the wonderful world of the Europa Conference League, let's find ourselves lucky, because, frankly, it could have been worse. The season could have ended after the Sheffield loss. All right, everybody. Love you. Take care. Bye.